The Charlotte Maxeke Johannesburg Academic Hospital is using various interventions to reduce long waiting times for surgical procedures. This includes the opening a second theater on Tuesdays and Fridays for cardiothoracic surgeries. This would be your heart, lungs, and chest organs type of surgeries. Patients who are due for smaller cases of plastic surgery, neurosurgery, cardiothoracic, pediatric, and other general surgeries are referred to Bethel Cowper District Hospital, and those who are due for minor colorectal cases are referred to Southern District Hospital every 2 weeks. To date, the facility is currently processing about 2,677 patients who are waiting for surgical procedures in various health categories. The reasons for the long waiting times vary from case to case. This includes a shortage of organ donors, insufficient theater time, and intensive care unit beds that are few, and also the fire at Charlotte, including the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. All those factors have contributed to the waiting list, being a bit longer. So to increase organ donation uptake, the facility continues to conduct education drives, as well as hosting webinars about donor identification and donor management. These are part of efforts to increase the donor pool to include other regions such as the Northwest and Mpumalanga provinces. And also there's collaboration with other health facilities such as your Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital to increase the number of kidney transplants. And the University of Cape Town and Stellenbosch University for the HIV to HIV kidney transplant. Also, I think the issue around soliciting private-public partnerships to sponsor the training of surgeons in liver transplantation is part of the efforts that are aimed at increasing liver transplants in government facilities. So there is an effort to look at all these different measures as a way of addressing the backlog. And the team is hopeful that working together with other institutions, they will be able to at least as far as possible, minimize or address the backlog that is currently there.